As Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu was outside waiting, thinking what should be done, what is his next move. He thought to himself that will they kill me or will they release me? But then he realized that, oh Allah, I must make shukr to you that I fulfilled my duty. And whatever they do now, alhamdulillah, my duty, my responsibility in conveying and fulfilling this message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now fulfilled. He got onto his conveyance and he carried on his journey in his return to Madinah Munawwarah. After some time, when Kisra's anger subsided, he instructed that bring back the man who I sent away. And he wanted to know what was in the letter. When they find that Abdullah had departed, he instructs them to search for him. They look for him and he had already gone. When he arrives before Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the report back was given, Allah's Nabi would hear the report, the kar guzari of his Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and their journeys for Allah's sake. And then when this part came that he tore Allah's Nabi's letter, Allah's Nabi said that Allah will tear apart his kingdom. In this, Kisra now writes, Kisra was his appellation, the title of this Persian king. He writes to a man by the name of Badhan. Badhan was running Yemen on behalf of Kisra. So Yemen was like a colony of the Persian Empire at this time. When we study history, Yemen in the past was ruled by Jews, the Jewish people, and then by Christians like Abraha. And afterwards, when Abraha's army was destroyed, historically, it was the Persians that then ruled this land. Interesting is for us to learn the meanings of Surah Al-Buruj and Surah Al-Fil, chapter 85 and chapter 105. In Surah Al-Buruj, there's a mention made in Tafsir, and the verses refer to this incident as well, of how the residents of Yemen at that time, under their king, the king he had this magician and this sorcerer, and he wanted a youngster to learn, to take over this science from him. And as this magician finds a young man who was interviewed and who would actually be a suitable candidate, and he would start teaching him this magic, and this youngster en route would pass by an alim who would be in his monastery, in his masjid, his place of worship, and he would sit with him and learn. But this youngster was in confusion because the teachings of both these people were contradictory. And he always asked Allah's guidance until Allah showed him the way where there was a beast, a lion, something harming the people, and no one was prepared to actually assist. And then with Allah's help, he struck the lion with his sling, and with little bit of effort, alhamdulillah, this was ended. But his dua prior to this was very interesting, wherein he said, oh Allah, show me the truth. If the alim's teachings is correct, and that is what is haqq, you end off this trouble and remove this harm for the people. Alhamdulillah, with that one blow of that stone, he was ended, that creature was ended, and everyone saw the strength and the capability of the boy. He says to them, this is not my strength and capability, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, his teacher, the alim, told him that Allah has made you reach this position and status, you will be tested. And he was advised not to give his teacher's name. But then people would come to him, seeking his prayer, seeking his cure, and he would explain, and he would take this opportunity to tell them that I cannot cure you, I cannot help you. It is but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who cures and helps. And he would assist people in this manner by making dua for them, and they would get cured. On one occasion, it so happened that the minister of this ruler, who was ill and visually impaired, blind, comes to him with lots of gifts, saying, I'm prepared to give you anything. All of this is yours. Just cure me. He explained, La ashfi ahadan. I cannot cure. I cannot help. Allah is the curer, the helper. And he explained this to him. He says, you believe in Allah, and Allah will cure you. And that's exactly what happened. And when he returns to court and office, and happy with the condition he was in, the king, astonished at the condition of his minister, and he asked him, he says, Allah cured me. And now he assists the situation and he finds out about this boy. This boy was summoned before the ruler and he now interrogates this boy. His name was Abdullah Tamir Rahimahullah. As the young man was interrogated, he divulged the name of his teacher. And his teacher was brought and forced to forsake Iman and Deen and Haqq. But on his refusal, he was cut in half and he was tortured and he passed away. Then this boy was brought before the king, and he was threatened to be killed. But the king knew the value of the boy and he wanted to use him because he thought he has the powers. So he tried to put fear, instill fear into him. So he sent him with his soldiers to the uppermost mountain, saying to them, threaten him. And if he's prepared to succumb and comply, then bring him back. And up the mountain, the youngster turns to Allah. Allahumma kfinihim bima shayt. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you sort them out with in a manner that you know best. Ya Allah, how you know, you know best, you sort it out. And Allah made the mountain shake. An earthquake took place. They all died and he came back. In shock, he sent him again to the middle of the ocean. He made dua again. Ya Allah, you sort them out in a manner that you know best. And alhamdulillah, there was turmoil in the water, a whirlwind. And they all died and he came back. And then he was in shock. The king was frustrated. He didn't know what to do. The youngster advised him, oh, you want to kill me. What you have to do is gather everyone, the entire kingdom, and announce to them, Bismillah, that I killed this boy in Allah's name. He says, I want you to clarify the name of the Lord of this boy. بِرَبِّ هَذَا الْغُلَامِ إِسْمِ رَبِّ هَذَا الْغُلَامِ The king, in his frustration and his desperation to end off the boy, he gathered everyone. But he didn't realize the plan and the intention of a da'i, that he gives his life, but humanity must see the truth. And when this exercise took place, and he took the name of Allah, the name of the Lord of this boy, and everyone knew what had happened, Allahu Akbar, on that one occasion, the entire kingdom came onto truth, came onto Iman. And then he dug trenches because of his rage, and he couldn't bear what had happened. He didn't realize that this would happen. Allahu Akbar. He didn't realize the efforts of this boy, what a change it brought about. And as people were being pushed into the trenches, because they were not prepared to forsake their Iman.